Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey Stars fans, it's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hello, welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. Along with Chris and James, both to my left, my name is Ryan Chambers. We are the official Dallas Stars podcast of THPN. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook for being our sponsor of this episode of our podcast and all of THPN. Thank you to them as always. Stars win. Final score, 5-2 tonight.
Whoa.
Great, absolute, fantastic game by all forwards. There's some concerning stuff that we'll talk about that happened at the end of the game, obviously. But what is y'all's first initial reactions to this game, gentlemen?
That was easy. Yeah. It looked pretty easy.
When you score on the power play, it makes things a lot easier.
It makes the game easy.
Yep. Didn't even have to try.
So what was the biggest thing about the Stars' play tonight that made it look easy? What was the absolute best
scoring
thing?
Scoring on the power play.
That was it?
That's about it. We scored on every single one. You can't make it easier.
You score
the last one. That one doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
We were ahead by three, and we didn't even try. We didn't even start our second unit first.
Yep.
We never started
our second unit first on the last power play. Just give them a rip.
Yep.
And just to waste some time, I guess, right?
Maybe. I don't know. But either way, power play was fantastic. I mean, it looked great. Maybe Seattle's kill wasn't great, but I mean, their last kill was good. So I think the Stars did a good job.
I mean, we had one chance the other night on our power play, and I didn't think Seattle's kill looked that great on that either.
Yeah.
Maybe we just have a good penalty or a good power play against their penalty kill.
Yeah, I think that's the difference between the two games, too, because we played pretty much as well as we did last game, I think. We just had more power plays in when we take advantage of them.
I thought Seattle played a little worse in this game, too, though. So.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
You got to talk more closer to your mic, Chris.
More closer to my mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we're trying three mics in the same room. So if y'all will let us know if the audio quality sounds really bad, that'd be very helpful so that we don't have, you know, bad audio quality for the entire episode. But I was really excited about the Stars' chances tonight, obviously, because they played great in the last game. I want to pull this up because I mentioned this. The hockey guy did his power rankings on Saturday night, and he had the Stars at 13th right now in the NHL, despite lots of things going in the Stars' favor right now. I really feel like that he should be bumping them up based off of their last play. I mean, they go 3-for-4 on the power play tonight. On top of that, they're 7-1-2, 8-1-2, right? In their last 11? And they're 7-1-1 in their last 9.
They're 7-1-1 in their last 9.
So I just think it's – are they too low on his power rankings?
No, because the way he does his power rankings is you have to have sustained good times.
Sustained good times.
After the sustained bad times. We had lots of sustained bad times, which dropped us really, really low. So you have to have a lot of sustained good times to bring you back up.
Okay, well –
that's how that works.
Make that a stat. Sustained good times.
Yep. Sustained good times.
Sustained good time percentage.
He talks about this in every video too, Ryan.
I know, but they've been good for a while now.
It doesn't matter.
Been good
every for single about 2 fan base does this went on his channel. Every single one.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, I think
Stars are doing very good now.
Yeah, I think
like he has a system though, and he's going off his system strictly. Yeah. So
the past 8 games, which is since we got Domi and Dodonov, we have been one of the best teams in the league, without a doubt.
We should have won every single game.
Yep.
So great moves by Nil. Great help by Domi and Dodonov. Both of them have looked fantastic in pretty much every game.
So what happens when you go from a team that's not going to make the playoffs?
Goodness, words.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Then you switch to a team that's going to make the playoffs and is topping their division.
Yeah, we look like a team that's topping our division again. Are we going away from these mics?
We're going away from those mics.
Oh, okay. Chris.
Everyone says there's a brutal echo. So we tried it, gentlemen. We tried it. Just put it down.
We tested it. Dad lied. It.
That our father kind of took a look at it beforehand and said, "Oh no, it's not echoey." And it's echoey. So it is what it is. We'll deal with it. It'll be okay. I gotta change some settings here in a second. But what did you all think about the play of Ottinger tonight? I thought he was absolutely fantastic tonight.
Yeah, he looked. The past two games, he's been a lot better. We're really concerned because he had three pretty rough games in a row. But the past two, he's been perfectly fine. What's going to be really interesting is what happens tomorrow night, because it's a back to back. We obviously really don't want to play
Matt Murray.
But he looked good last back to back. The Stars are rolling. Play him. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
We'll probably play him.
Okay, so speaking of lineup changes, there's probably going to be another one, and this is the overhanging cloud over how good the game was tonight. Marchman has been very good as of late, and he goes down because of a knee-on-knee incident. I believe it was with Jared McCann of Seattle. Is he going to be able to play in the next game, gentlemen?
Don't know.
Probably not.
So he did hobble down the tunnel, so,
okay, so that's
it didn't look great.
So it's not looking good for the Stars.
And they did
right
have
now.
To stop play. So
yeah, and we don't have another forward unless Glendinning can come back right
which he has been skating.
Which he could. But we're probably going to go with 11 forward, 7 defensemen if I had to guess.
And if he does come back, hopefully that's not him rushing back because we need another player.
Yeah, true.
I'd rather him just take it easy.
Exactly.
Maybe would you like to see... Oh, I don't know. Would you like to see Nils Lundqvist play forward?
No. I don't even want to see Hanley play forward again.
Yeah, I'd
just
rather
run seven defensemen.
Yeah, that's what I'd rather see.
Yeah, and I think Pete DeBoer has kind of figured that out. He tried Hanley at forward on the fourth line, and it he kind of just filled in. It didn't really work out all that great. So what he eventually figured out is just kind of rotate the seven defensemen with whatever pairings, and then throw somebody from the first line on with the fourth line and just kind of rotate shifts. Maybe not Pavelski because he's a little older. He needs to be fresh.
You saw
Robertson. You could even throw Johnson.
Yeah, they threw Johnson
on
it one time too. And they threw Sagan on it as well when he was still in the lineup.
I would say even Ben.
Yeah, you could probably throw Ben on there too. I don't know that you want to though.
Speaking of Sagan, we've figured out his injury now. He had 30 stitches in his leg.
Oh, my gosh.
But luckily, it didn't cut any muscle or anything. It was just the skin. So
he's not on the road trip.
No. He's not on the road trip right now, but they said they haven't ruled him out for later.
They said he might
join
them. Might join them on the road trip.
So it was probably the best 30-stitch cut you could ever get. The only reason he was on crutches after that game, which we mentioned, was because it was in a weird spot on his knee so that if you put weight on it, it would open. So... very lucky there. As soon as that...
I assume that is still just resealing for now.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't play on it till it seals all the
way. Yeah, literally just a mechanical error at this point.
So, and we kind of mentioned it already, but I really think Matt Murray should get the start tomorrow night.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he played so well against Chicago. Vancouver's going to be a lot more challenging for him. It will be.
It's a lot more
high but offense. It's a lot more high-octane offense, obviously. And I know Vancouver hasn't been good this year, but they can still score goals. They've
That's
got
the
a lot of guys
can
that can score goals. So I think it will be – and I think that will help maybe having Lundqvist in the lineup. If someone's doing really bad, throw him, keep him on the bench, let the other six kind of figure it out. So I think that could be a good benefit for – all seven defensemen, to be honest, and to see where Matt Murray is, if he can play against higher quality
talent. Matt Murray's playing,
talent.
Though, we better be playing really good defense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's another good segue. How do you think the Stars played defensively tonight? I thought they played a lot better tonight than they did Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a crack, and they're not that scary on offense. But.
Yeah, they don't have a lot. Well, recently they haven't had a lot of offense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they did very good. They do what they normally did. You take whatever shot you want from the perimeter, but you're not going to get the slot at all. So stuck to their guns there. The defense did a little bit better handling the forecheck after the first period. After the first period, we were out of our zone, no problem. But Seattle still had a pretty good forecheck to start the game, especially in the first 5 minutes that we mentioned. Then after we got that lucky bounce goal to go in, the game was over.
Yeah. I thought that was the only time that Seattle looked good was in the beginning of the first.
Really?
Yeah.
That was about it. That's kind of what I put down is we've done that twice in two games now against Seattle. Seattle knows how to start, you know, pretty good, which is something the Stars have struggled with this season. But both times, I thought that the Stars were able to, for lack of a better term, weather the storm.
Yeah, the first time was all Otter, in my opinion. I thought Otter completely slowed down the pace of the game. It was a lot more of just the lucky bouncing goal.
Well, Otter was still very good in the first 5 minutes. That's true. Pretty big saves.
Yeah. But okay. we got the freezes for Otter in the first game, which slowed it down. And that you're not going to get the flipping momentum until the game slows down in some way.
For sure.
So if Matt Murray gets the start tonight or tomorrow, I guess it is tonight. It's 12:13 now, you're right. what would be considered a good game for him before we move off of this?
If we win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how many lets in. If we win the game, sure. We can win 6-5. I'll say great game, Matt Murray.
Okay.
And it's really, it comes down more to just Otter needing to rest. They talked when this game was going on. It's Otter's 50th start. We're not even close to the end of the season. And he was injured for part of the season.
Yeah.
He has started almost every game that he's been healthy.
Yeah, it's a good stat over here from, hey, Spencer. Hey, man. It's good to see you there in the chat. Otter has started 17 of the last 20.
Yeah. We don't have a Wedgwood.
Because we don't have a Wedgwood. Wedgwood has not been in the lineup at all.
Who is also skating now.
Yeah, but
it seems like he's not further. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't seem he's as close as Glendinning is, though. Okay, so let's talk about the Stars offense, because the offense for the Stars has been absolutely clicking. Stop mocking me, Christian. Screw you.
He's just mad because he doesn't have a beard.
Yeah, that's true. We're the only ones that can draw a beard.
I am. No, Chris is the only one that can't.
Beard. He has to draw a beard on his face. How often do you shave? Like once every 3 years?
Once a week.
You wish.
Okay. I get little pubes on my chin.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so anyways, with Dallas's fourth goal in the game tonight, they have now scored four or more goals in eight games straight, and that is the longest stretch by any team in the NHL this year.
I that's the unlucky February coming back and being lucky again.
Yep. That's the bounce back.
Yep. That's it.
That's how it works.
A huge bounce back for the Dallas Stars.
I'm sure it'll slow down before the end of the season, but that comes from February and not being able to score any goals at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, now we're just scoring everything.
We played this way the beginning of the season, the entire year, October, November, and the first
5, 7, and 10. Four is reasonable.
We went on some crazy streaks.
We can score four a lot.
We went on some crazy streaks at the beginning of the year.
Well, scoring even five games in a row, four goals, five games in a row was a season streak for us. True. So it's still a lot more than we normally would anyway.
Yes. We're being pretty ridiculous right now.
Yeah, but I mean,
and again, the 7 and 10 was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Well, I mean, like again, the last couple of games here, if we go all the way back to
mid-December, you'd have to go back to it.
Well, let's just do March. So let's do the games that we've talked about.
It is March now.
So
we are not going back then.
We're not going all the way. Okay.
We're staying here.
Beginning of March. We're staying in March, the beginning of March. Okay. Arizona 4, Chicago 5, Colorado 7, Calgary we lost 4, Buffalo 10, Seattle 4, Seattle 5.
Rolled.
I mean, and then in these games, we've given up 2 to Arizona, 2 to Chicago, 3 to Colorado, 5 to Calgary, 4 to Buffalo, 3 to Seattle, 2 to Seattle.
And so, those three high-scoring games was when Otter wasn't playing as good.
Yes, exactly. So here's a thought that kind of popped into my head. We played really good defense for a stretch kind of in the middle of the season, what y'all were talking about in December, right? And we were more winning games like 3-2, 2-1 in some cases.
Losing a lot in overtime.
Losing a lot in overtime. Which would you rather see? Would you rather see the Stars play more defensively like that, or would you like to see the offense continue? Because it doesn't seem like they can find a happy medium.
Well, we've won 7 of the last 8, so I'll say the offense won.
Fair enough. That would be my argument too.
I mean, really early in the season is what you want to see more of, because we were winning 4-1 and 5-1, but that was when Otter was playing really good. I think Otter's playing bad right now, and that's the only difference between the goals.
Not even now. He's playing bad 2 games ago.
Well, bad as in he's letting in 2 or 3, whereas beginning of the season he would let in 1 or 2 every game.
And I think Otter's fine now. And as soon as Otter is fantastic, which I feel like he will be in the playoffs for some reason, weird. We can dominate. I mean, if Otter gets hot in the playoffs, even close to what he did against the Flames, how are we gonna lose?
I don't know, man. It's gonna take another. It's gonna take another goalie to come up against him.
Yeah, it's a big if to say if he can repeat what he did last year. That's but still, ridiculous. When you think about it, it kind of gets you a little bit giddy.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Okay, so one last thing, and then we'll talk about some of the individuals in tonight's game, because we need to talk about some individuals.
Let's talk about some individuals.
Before that. Okay. I do want to ask about, let's say the Stars have enough time to call up a forward, and let's say they're able to call up a forward. I have no idea if they're able to with the cap situation and everything like that. Someone would have to go on IR. Who do they call up?
Karlstrom.
Probably Karlstrom.
There's no point not to.
Well, see, I would argue that you would need somebody to play in your middle six. And Karlstrom's not going to do that. And who are you going to pull up from the fourth line to do that? You're going to ask Foxa?
Foxa.
Delandria is already in the middle six.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is all assuming that Glenn Denning is not ready.
You throw Foxa or Kivi on there. I mean, yeah. For one game, I don't think it's going to hurt that much.
I think it's going to be for more than one game, though, gentlemen.
Then you pull up another one next game. I mean, you just pull up the dude that you know it's going to be good in the back-to-back, because you have to have someone to play for multiple minutes. Yeah. You can't have someone play for 5 minutes tomorrow night.
At this point in the season, you just pull up whoever the coaches trust. So you say, hey, who will you be more comfortable playing? And they'll tell you. And that's who you pull up. And it's probably Karlstrom.
All right, Karlstrom.
But at this point, I don't think we're bringing up anybody. I think everyone's staying day-to-day, and we are what we are.
Okay, let's talk about some of the goals in tonight's game. The first game.
This is the second.
The first game. The second one. The first goal. Daddy Dodonov. Ugly goal, but who gives a crap?
Yeah, I mean, that's the best luck we've had all year, I feel like.
Right, exactly. That's the craziest bounce ever.
Exactly. So, with that goal, he has now scored 7 points in 8 games. 7 points in 8 games.
That's a lot.
And I think that's as many points as Gerionov had his whole duration this season with the Stars.
Has he outscored his points that he made on the Canadiens?
Not yet. How many points did he have with the Canadiens?
He did a decent amount, actually.
Oh. Yeah. He
was having a bad season for him.
Oh.
Not like okay. He still had a lot more points than Gary did.
That would actually be interesting.
Well, he's doing a lot better than he was. He had around with the Canadiens.
20 points.
So,
but he played every game with the Canadiens.
Good job, Daddy. I love you, Daddy. Score more goals, Daddy, please, Daddy.
That's still weird.
So weird.
What was even weirder was the fact that Baby Wyatt was the one that called him Daddy.
Yeah, I mean, having a 19-year-old call someone Daddy,
that's weird.
Ready for the underdogs, the upsets, and the unbelievable action from DraftKings Sportsbook? The biggest tournament in college basketball is here right now. New customers can bet just $5 on college hoops and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all customers can score on a no-sweat bet during round 1 and 2 of the tournament. Go to the app, opt in, and place a no-sweat bet this weekend. If it doesn't hit, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $10. You know you got to bet on my favorite team, the Arkansas Razorbacks, in the NCAA tournament. No, it's not. It's the Aggies. They're going to win it all. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with the code THPN. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly, win or lose, only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
He's got 24 points on the season with both with both teams so far. He had 18 and 50 games with Montreal. Yeah, he now has 20. 6 with 7 with the Dallas Stars.
He's getting there.
I don't know if that includes the points tonight. So 7 and 8. 7 and 8.
Unless he got 2 points tonight, actually.
Oh, so then 8 and 8.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
8 and 8. Yeah, that's right. 8 points in 8 games. So,
boom.
Okay. So I think the most important goal in tonight's game was actually Johnston's goal.
Yeah, that was icky.
Because first off, it was ridiculously icky, and we're starting to see Johnston do this more often now. But again,
the other team scored.
Exactly. That's the big thing about this goal. It was a clutch goal, and the timing was absolutely perfect.
And it wasn't the first line.
Yeah.
Normally those timing goals come from the first line, and we got it from Johnston. Let's go.
Well, and he completely dangled around the guy, and he was drawing a call at the same time. So even if the goal hadn't gone in, would have been another power play for the Dallas Stars.
Yeah, it was just a filthy play. Johnston's good at hockey.
Absolutely great play by him. Okay, and we would be amiss if we didn't mention Jamie Bennigan.
Bennigan, guy's stupid. I don't get it.
He's 3 away from 30 goals, guys.
And he didn't get 20 the past 3 seasons? Something like that?
I don't think he hit 20 the last 3 seasons.
Yeah. So
it's ridiculous.
He's good now.
And a lot of scoring on the power play, too. That's really where most
of his... I think half of his goals are on the power play.
Yeah, I think he scored his...
power play goal?
Yeah. A lot of his goals are on the power play.
Which is why the power play is so good.
Yeah. I haven't even mentioned the power. I guess Ryan's looking something up. So yeah, the power play is good again. That's great.
So yeah, that's his 12th power play goal this season. No,
that's
12.
That's a lot.
And he has 25 power play points.
That's a lot.
How many points does he have overall?
Overall, I don't know if it's including this game, but he had 3 points tonight, so 66 points in 68 games.
Wow,
that's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah, is he worth that $9 million right now?
Technically, no, but
no, he's worth it.
If he wasn't the captain, then it wouldn't be worth it. If he didn't have the presence, it's not worth it.
Look what he's doing for Johnston. I think that's more important than anything.
I agree. He's very valuable, but like, people with $9 million contracts, nobody score more than that.
Yeah,
I think he's scoring a lot, and I love Ben, and I'm acknowledging him and everything. And I'm not trashing on him. He's being fantastic. And we're paying him right now more for what he did in his past.
And I think a lot more of it, though, is the leadership side that he has as well.
Exactly.
And him being probably the most violent star on the team.
Well, he's,
he'll fight everyone.
And he's just
except for Jamie Oleksiak.
He's just the best captain in hockey, too. I mean, he's obviously every guy on the team would die for him. So he controls the team, and he has through a bunch of different coaches, and that's an intangible.
Speaking of Jamie Oleksiak, did y'all see the one play where Wyatt Johnston was kind of getting shoved around it for a little bit, and Jamie Benn looked like he was going to go in and kind of toss some heads, and then here comes along Jamie Oleksiak. He's like, okay, never mind. Johnston, you're by yourself, buddy. Good luck.
Yeah. Well, Oleksiak used to fight people back with the Stars, and he would light people up, too. Those fights were crazy.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine.
I mean, I don't even know if he fights anymore. Does he fight anymore?
I would assume he does.
I hope he does.
I mean,
I want to see one of those again.
I know. He was always so much fun to watch with that. Pavelski scores a power play goal tonight as well. And you'll never guess how he does it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That was crazy. High slot tip, top corner.
Hintz does not score tonight. Had a breakaway, tried to go 5-hole, couldn't get it.
Terrible. I don't know why he tried to go 5-hole.
That guy sucks.
Yeah, Hintz is such a terrible player. Like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that he would miss that. And then Robo gets a little bit of luck with his power play goal. It was a deflection off of Seattle's own stick.
Yep.
Which made it 3-for-3 on the power play.
And it ended the game. Nothing else happened in the third period.
Not really, yeah. A couple of defensive plays I want to mention. Fox has saved a goal. Not like it meant a whole lot at that point.
It kind of did it made sure that Seattle stayed out of it. We were playing way back when they got that chance. And Foxa saved that, and it woke us up.
Yes, that's true.
And for the rest of the game, we played good.
And even in the third period, there were points when the Seattle Kraken couldn't even get out of their own zone.
Yeah, it looked like they gave up.
Right. And maybe that's what I was more impressed with tonight with the Dallas Stars was the fact that, you know, they just made it look so easy, like you mentioned, Chris. Like, it just looks stupid easy to them. And like, every facet of the game. Like, Otto was really good. He was able to stop pretty much anything that he could see. The power play was better than good. It was better than good. They were 3-for-4 tonight. I mean, Johnston getting a timely goal. I mean, everything with this team seems to be clicking right now. Yep. So it gets me really excited for tomorrow.
We're still down a Tyler Seguin.
Yeah, we still don't have Tyler Seguin. And tomorrow we won't have a Marchment. So
we won't have a Seguin tomorrow either.
Yeah, no Seguin.
That will be very interesting to see if Marchment does end up playing tomorrow. But
yeah, no word on Twitter so far. No one said anything. So we'll see.
Which kind of scares me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like we just got Domi and Dadonov, and the four lines looked excellent. Yeah. Exactly.
The two people who finally got someone to play with now both hurt.
I know, exactly. And like, and Sagan, Marchment, and Domi together just looked all good. That line just looked excellent for the Stars. Okay, let's talk about biggest winners, biggest losers tonight, and we'll wrap it up tonight.
Biggest winners, Jamie Benn. 3 points on the night. Power play is so easy for him. He is so good, especially on the road. Go blow it up in your hometown, dude.
Mine's Miro Heiskanen, other three-point man. He's been on a crazy streak right now. I think he's on like an 18-point streak, right?
Something like that.
He had 3 points tonight.
Yeah, that's a lot.
All assists, but still.
He gets a lot of assists.
True.
I think I'm going to give mine to – I have a couple, but – I think I'm going to give it to Wyatt Johnson because this was really, let's be honest about the showdown with the Seattle Kraken. It was a showdown between two of the top rookies in the NHL.
One that hit a wall and one that didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Wyatt Johnson showed, I mean, the Stars are the better team, obviously, I would feel like. But Johnson showed that, at least for these two games, that he's the better player.
Better player, yeah. Better goal scorer, maybe not. But better player, definitely, without a doubt.
And imagine, this is just his rookie season, guys. Like, yeah. he could finish this year with
17 goals.
Yeah,
he's one goal behind Joe Pavelski.
I know. And he's playing on the pseudo third line.
Yeah, the third line.
Yeah. Well, and I was telling you guys about this, about the four forward lines right now, the way they're looking. I really feel like we have a first line, a 2A, a 2B, and then a fourth line.
Well, now it is just first line, second line, third line, fourth line.
Okay, because we lost Sagan in March. Right, okay, with the injuries. But, like, wouldn't y'all agree that that's kind of how it is? The middle six is, like, when the players are healthy and everything, that middle six is contributing.
That's how it feels, and that's how Pete DeBoer runs the system.
And how often have I said the key to having a Stanley Cup contending team is that third line? Like, whether that third line's got to have some sort of identity. And whether it's the Sagan line or the Domi line, now that Domi's kind of centering it, or the Benn line slash Johnson line, because they both play a little bit of center both, the Stars are showing that they could, right now at least, they could be that Stanley Cup contending team in the Western Conference. And I think they're a sleeper right now, and not a lot of people are noticing.
They're a big sleeper, mostly, I think, because of the month of February. That was a rough month, and everyone was looking.
Yeah.
And that's when everyone starts looking at playoffs, too, is in February. Everyone's like, oh, let's start looking at matchups, and the Stars are doing bad, so they're going to be like a Flames were 3 years ago, the first seed in the Western Conference, but no one really cares. But that's obviously not them. And then the other wild card that we have is we have a Jake Oettinger.
Yeah,
I mean, who knows what he's going to do? I mean, he could do the exact same thing he did last year and dominate the whole playoffs himself.
And the Flames did have Markstrom as well, but I mean, Otter has been consistent through both years now.
Exactly.
I
mean,
and Markstrom has faltered this year a lot.
Yeah.
He has definitely faltered.
And Otter looks best in big games. Yeah. The bigger the game is, the better the guy plays. So put him on the biggest stage. I mean, just logically, he's going to play his best.
So it still looks like that Winnipeg is going to lock down that final wild card spot.
Boo.
But do you still see Calgary being able to kind of jump in there? Maybe Nashville?
No, they suck.
I see. If anyone has a chance right now, it's Nashville, because Calgary is doing stupid stuff. I mean, they were playing good. They beat us. They beat I forgot who it was. I think it was the Wild. And then they went and played the Ducks and lost 3-1.
Yeah,
that like, dude, come on. They were doing so good, and then they just blow it.
Well,
doing stuff like that tells me that they're not going to make the playoffs. And if they do, it's going to be like a 5-game series at most.
I would argue that the Stars have kind of been doing that a lot lately, especially in February. They were losing to teams they shouldn't have been losing to.
Yes, but we have the points beforehand.
And the timing of it right now, and that this is a march to the playoffs, play on words.
Uh-huh.
And right now we're doing it, and yeah. Calgary definitely is not doing it.
And they started doing it, and then just... Losing to the Ducks is the worst possible sign ever. You can't do that right now. You just can't.
Okay, and who is our biggest loser tonight, guys?
Jones.
Jones?
Other Seattle goaltender. I mean, he wasn't awful, but he was pretty bad. Like, especially just the Seattle goaltending in general. I mean, that's the reason why they're not a playoff contender or a cup contender, in my opinion. Their team save percentage is below 900, I think. It's ridiculously low.
I think it's well below.
Well, if you look at Jones's stats, especially like his record looks really great. Like he's like 23-10-2 or something like that. But he's got like an 888 save percentage or something like that.
If their goaltenders could save anything, they'd be the best in the West.
Yeah, by far. And I mean, we've been saying that about the Stars, just a lack of consistency through the month of February, and maybe even from the All-Star break through February. And it's like, if only we had been a little bit more consistent, we would by far be first in the West right now. But, and then that's kind of Seattle's thing right now, is they could have been first in the West if they just had a little bit better goaltending.
Or they kept scoring 9 goals a game. That would have helped.
Chris, you got a biggest loser?
The Stars medical table. Stop taking our players, please.
I think I'm going to do the biggest loser as the Stars' home record, if that makes any sense. That's pretty rough. And I think this is a good point to end on. The Stars, I don't, for whatever reason this year, they have completely been good on the road. They have a fantastic road record. They just need to figure out how to get it to translate back home. Yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do with how Otter plays at home versus the road. He's a completely different goaltender on the road. And he's our for sure starter now, too. Beginning of last season, I mean, he still wasn't the guaranteed starter. We still were playing other goaltenders as well. But, I mean, every time he goes on the road, he gets like a 950 at least.
It's for sure Otter. You look at the stat line, he is a huge difference.
It's a completely different goaltender.
Yeah. So, while having that villainous instinct that he always likes to talk about is a great thing, he's got to find a way to make up the story in his head that at home he's still the villain. You know, like great players always feel like they have a chip on their shoulder, even though no one says that they're out of it. You gotta make something up. You gotta be like, oh, my own fans think I'm bad or something.
Well,
something
I do like think he's kind of bad at home right now.
Yeah, yeah. So. Otter, you know what, Otter? You suck at home. You're terrible. There you go. Next home game that we win, thank me.
Do we just need to go to the American Airlines Center and just start chanting for the other team?
Yeah, just start jeering Otter the whole game. That'll make him do great.
Otter, Otter. Just do it the whole game?
Yeah, smart.
Yeah. Maybe we can get the video board doing it too and just jeer Otter the entire time. And he'll be really good.
Smart.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Once again, guys, just in case you've forgotten, we are going to be going to the March, I almost said May again, March 25th game against the Vancouver Canucks. We're going to be doing a live episode there. Really excited for that. If you want to come and check us out, we will be there live doing an episode, and hopefully it's...
Doing an episode live there.
Shut up.
You said it twice.
Live episode there.
4 times now.
Screw you.
You want to say it one more time?
Live episode there. There you go.
There.
Happy about yourself?
There will be a live episode.
All right. Go ahead and check out. I can't even do finishing now. Go ahead and check out sarcasticremarks.com. And also, please go and check out sarcasticremarksshop.com. I haven't said that in a while. Then you get the
sarcastic body wash.
No, there's no body wash.
Why not?
It's expensive. I don't care.
What about 3-in-1?
3-in-1?
Yeah, then you don't have to have shampoo and body wash.
Oh my gosh.
All together.
Stop that. I can hear you. I can hear you doing that on the microphone. Oops. Stupid. Okay, and along with Chris and James, my name is Ryan. We will catch you guys on the flip side. And we hope you guys have a good, fantastic morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you guys are listening. Chris, take us out.
GG, boys.
See you guys later.